What up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Watchers Podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
My name, of course, is Tyler.
And my name, of course, is Clay.
Yeah.
And as Tyler just said, we are the Watchers. This is a Marvel podcast for all things Marvel. Mm-hmm. We're talking the movies, we're talking the shows, we're talking the specials. We're going to have our comments, questions, and concerns, and maybe even answer a couple of your guys' questions while we're at it. Yeah. Maybe, possibly, we'll see.
Ooh.
So tell me, Tyler. What are we covering this evening?
It's a very highly anticipated episode. We're finishing out the trilogy. That was pretty loud.
That was really loud.
and we finished Deadpool. We finished Deadpool 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only right.
It's only right.
To knock her out with the good old Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's what we're talking about, and ladies and gentlemen.
Would you even consider Logan being in this? Or is that just his own little... Movie definitely.
I mean, we see Logan in the film.
Yeah.
So
we are covering Logan, but the Deadpool trilogy.
Yes.
Bang. Is at its end.
Correct.
Very excited to talk about it.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Very excited to talk about it.
I am as well.
Been waiting to talk about it since we've watched it.
Yep.
On the release day.
Yep. Day after.
Very busy day. A lot of parking. Actually, not a lot of parking.
I was going to say, a lot of parked cars. A
lot of walking
to
the movie theater. Almost died on the way home. Too much popcorn and sugar.
Yep.
Doesn't really go well with the body and clearly the brain because I had a big migraine. But
your boy's been dying over here.
That's neither here or there.
Oh, indubitably. Yeah. Yes. Well, I got some facts and stats to run through the people real quick before we jump into the film itself. So... obviously, we're going to talk about money first.
Mm-hmm.
We got the budget, $200 million. And as of today, filming 8/11 of 2024, this movie has officially surpassed $1 billion. Oh, my God. Tyler, to my right here, actually did call it. We're going to have to think of a punishment because, you know, there's a bet involved. So we'll have to
think of something. Yeah, we didn't even think of a punishment.
We'll throw it on the afters.
Just a little friendly wager.
A little friendly wager, but...
maybe next time we'll have a little...
we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But pretty exciting.
Glad to see a Marvel movie hit a bill.
Correct.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. We've had three since Endgame, though, hit. So
I think the last one was Spider-Man.
There was one after. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Was it Black Panther 2? Was it either Black Panther 2 or Doctor Strange? It was, I don't know.
Could have been Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
It might have been that. It was one of those two, I believe.
Yeah.
Big time. Also, real quick fun fact, not necessarily about Deadpool and Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
There are 55 movies in existence that have grossed over $1 billion. The MCU is 11 of them. That's insane.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Wow.
Next one being, first of all, obviously, this is on track to becoming the number one grossing rated R movie of all time.
Yep.
So we're going to run through a couple other records that it's already broken.
Mm-hmm.
This movie holds the record for the most viewed trailer in 24 hours at 355 million views.
Very anticipated movie.
Which is crazy if you think about it, because like the views that we get versus that trailer, like that trailer's a tiny little jump compared to what we get. You know what I mean? 8 to 12 billion views for us every video.
Yeah.
So those are chump change, honestly. Next one being...
I see 8 to 12. I don't know where you're going to be at.
This movie also holds the record for the biggest rated R opening of all time at $438.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that and knew that my educated wish was not correct when we made that friendly wager.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, it's already halfway there. I'm shocked.
Beat Joker.
It did beat Joker for the opening weekend.
Yeah.
It might beat Joker overall as well.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, which I thought was like a kind of a fun thing, this film's release coincides with the 50th anniversary of the debut of Wolverine. That's pretty cool.
50th, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
Was it 50th just like overall? So like cartoon?
It was the first time that
animated.
Wolverine, and it was actually in a comic book.
Okay.
So the first time that we see him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then as of August 8th of 2024, this is the second highest grossing movie of 2024. Number one, being Inside Out 2 at $1.5 billion.
That's crazy.
Insane. Number two, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yep.
And number three being Despicable Me at $760
million. Wow.
So, honestly, just between those three, pretty vast differences in income there.
Yeah. It's usually pretty neck and neck.
They're usually relatively close.
There really hasn't been any, like, super good
major
films.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Inside Out hitting 1.5.
I mean, first Inside Out, from what I've been told, was insane. So there was, and it's a Pixar. Yeah. Know, they're obviously, and they brought in like anxiety, you know, and a lot of people want to see that, put their kids into that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are the facts and stats.
That's pretty crazy.
Of this film. Also, another quick fun fact. The entirety of the MCU has the F word one time, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. This movie said it 118 times.
Great.
Which also breaks a record for the Deadpool trilogy. I believe the second one held it before at like 109.
Yeah.
So pretty insane.
I love to see that.
Same.
Seems like Marvel's kind of on the come up.
Well, we saw some other Marvel news that we'll get into later.
That's what I'm talking about, Kevin.
Have to agree.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's shift Bob to the side. Let's let you take lead.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Are you ready, Tyler, for Act 1?
I'm ready for Act 1. Let's get
right
into
it. Are the people ready for Act 1?
Bang!
The movie opens with Deadpool desecrating Logan's grave. The TVA show up and arrest Deadpool, but he doesn't go out without a fight.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest intro credit scene happens. A classic Deadpool flashback happens, causing us to go back to March 14th of 2028. Deadpool has a meeting with Happy Hogan about joining the Avengers, but he's rejected. 6 years later, on Earth 10005, we see Wade working as a car salesman with Peter. I beloved Peter. No, Parker, of course.
Yeah.
Just our normal Peter.
Peter. Yeah.
Hey, Peter. it's his birthday, and everyone is at his house for a surprise birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
The TVA knocks on the door and kidnaps Wade and takes him to the TVA. We meet Paradox. Paradox tells Wade that he has agents keeping tabs on him and that they have an outpost at the train station. Paradox tells Wade he can become an Avenger with his help. So Wade suits up to become Deadpool again,
mm-hmm.
obviously. Paradox tells him the bad news that his anchor being has died, so his universe is decaying. So he'll have to go to a new universe. Deadpool breaks Paradox's nose and steals his tempad so they can find a new Logan to stop the decay. And now, we're all caught up.
To Act 1. Great job.
Thank you,
sir. Great Act 1.
Absolutely.
And actually, you reading that act, I wanted to have a different topic question. I forgot it.
Okay.
So I pulled out the one that...
Yeah, the backup. Plan B.
We have now.
We can always change it.
Great job.
Thank you.
On Act 1. My first thoughts for the opening scene. I love how right off the rip, they honor Logan's legacy.
Absolutely.
They're not messing with it.
No.
He's not coming out of his...
out of the grave.
Out of the grave.
Yeah. He's just been laying there dead the whole time.
Yeah, still obviously struggling.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like how he's actually...
Yeah, he's dead in that universe.
Yeah. And you see the antimanium
skeleton,
which is great.
I loved that touch.
Yeah,
that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And then he saw like skin on him. He's like, oh, yeah. I might. It's too good.
Who would have thought that Bye 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 by NSYNC would have been so perfect for this intro, especially for the amount of like gore.
Yeah. The brutality.
And then it's crazy because like TVA, we would watch it through Loki.
Yep.
We everyone see them. You see them get hit.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
The worst was getting, Sylvia in season one.
Yeah. Them just getting absolutely decimated by it.
Decimated.
Animated skeleton.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty nuts, and the song is perfect. Ryan Reynolds made the playlist for it.
Mm-hmm.
Great job.
Agreed.
He's always done a great job with the music for the films.
Just overall. Just it's crazy how much that he is, like...
Involved.
Involved and how, like... It's just, like, how well he executes his ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think because of Deadpool, a lot of other companies, I'd imagine, are going to give him a little bit more freedom in what he does in future movies. Because he's like, yeah, listen, I did a comic book movie, but that's my style for that. But I do have other ideas for other movies.
Yeah.
Let me, like, low-key mess
I can
with it.
See that... In a bad way, happening for like other superhero
absolutely.
Movies, but like they are not like super involved, like
correct,
like in love with mm-hmm. their character. Because mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds was like in love with Deadpool.
Yeah, he's been trying to become Deadpool for as long as longer than Channing Tatum for Gambit.
Who I was about to say is I think somebody that can really do a good job, kind of throwing their own ideas in there is
he actually had a meeting and did that
with
recently
with Gambit. So
yep.
Hopefully we get that soon because. Channing Tatum was great. Yeah. We'll talk about him more.
Yeah. I was going to say, I also loved both the Gambits. But continuing.
Oh, yeah. I was a big fan of the first Gambit, too.
I forgot his name, but he's in one of my favorite low-key movies. We're off topic.
He's also in, I know we are. He's also in Lone Survivor.
Oh, he is. Yes. Yeah. Great film. Not the one I was thinking of, but also great film.
Yeah. Love seeing Happy Hogan. Crazy to me that RDJ was going to be in this scene.
Yeah. He doesn't do this kind of thing anymore.
It's very funny.
Cameos?
Yeah. It would have been very funny to see Tony's reaction to, like, Deadpool saying, sorry, I was caught smashturbating in the lobby.
Yeah.
Just, like, all that banter and what Deadpool would have said to Tony's character.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been so good. He definitely would have said something like, thank you for your sacrifice or something like that, even though it was 2014, you know? They have Peter, and then another part of that scene, you see all these little Easter eggs in Happy's office.
Yep.
You also see Peter and Tony's picture of them holding up, was it?
The diploma or
diploma,
whatever.
Upside down diploma.
Yep.
But you also see an Iron Man mask, but it's not a normal one.
Yeah, it's like one you find at like Toys R Us.
It's a toy one, and it's the same mask that Peter wore in Iron Man 2, because that's been confirmed that was actually Peter Parker.
Yep.
When Tony comes in and saves him from...
Correct.
Forgot the villain's name in that movie. Russian guy. I don't know how I'm spacing on his name.
In which one?
Iron Man 2.
Whiplash.
Whiplash.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Mickey
Rourke.
Not saves him from Whiplash, but one of his drones.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which was good enough.
But I thought that was a really good touch. Yeah. I wonder if anybody else caught that, because I don't think I've really seen.
It was pretty out there. I imagine some people did. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I also haven't seen anything about it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Easter eggs in that office, though, which was in like the background of Happy, was the spinning thing. In Pepper's office, when Tony's like, make this stop.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was so funny.
When he puts I think he puts the strawberries there.
Yep, and that's where we find out that it's the only thing that she's allergic to.
Yeah. Actually, no, it wasn't the strawberries. It was just all the...
It's like, like pens and pencils and stuff. Just trying to make it stop. So funny.
And then Wade's toupee. Not a good look. Rough look.
It's actually a hair system.
Yeah, it's still a rough hair system.
It's not a good one.
He's a
little... You think I could pull it off?
No. No. It'd be, especially...
Come on, you're telling me with some nice flowing hair?
That same hairstyle?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, man.
That's never been you.
You guys tell me. Would I look good with hair?
No, he looks better bald.
Meh. They never saw me with hair.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
And my luscious locks.
I saw you without, like, a receding hairline, too, so...
That was crazy.
And I...
It was, like, 8.
Yeah.
It started when I was, like, 9. Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. Grew a beard when I was like 10. What are you going to do?
That I'm jealous of.
You're like sharp.
I try.
See it coming in.
I try. You got a little 5 shadow.
Hit that.
And then Wade's birthday party. Love when we finally get to see Blind Al.
Yep.
And I love when they list all the names for Coke.
Yeah.
And then Wade's like, no. So one thing Feige said that was off limits.
Also name drops Feige, which is crazy.
Yeah. Ready to catch a snowman. Like all those names
all
are
of
so
them.
Good.
Even, what was it? Not Kevin Bacon. What was it? Kevin Bumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you even think of those? And with their banter too, they always have like really good scenes.
Always.
So like the hashtag drive-by. And then another one that I really enjoyed was, okay, round earther.
Yeah, she's like,
the moon is a new adventure indeed.
Sun, dumbass.
Okay, round earther.
Around the sun, dumbass.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
So good. Cause
that's a good
usually,
one.
It's such a good joke because you've never heard that before.
No.
Nobody's ever said that.
Yeah.
It's usually, okay, flat earther.
Flat earther. Hollow earther.
Yeah. And I wish Wade told us what his wish was. I mean, like later on in the film, you know, something
like that. Kind of have like a hint about it, but.
Maybe it was Wolverine, you know?
Yeah.
But
could have been something deeper, like, I wish I never got these powers.
Could be a deeper connection.
Yeah.
You know?
Or it could have been, yeah, you know, I wish I got to have a movie with Wolverine.
Ryan Reynolds definitely loves to connect the dots.
He does.
With his films. And I love another thing I really like about how he's really involved in these films, every single one.
Yeah.
When he's like, oh, Blind Al used to tell me so this and this and this, you know, like He's taking those dialogues that we've seen from previous movies.
Great callbacks, which
I really like. He has really good callbacks, which I really like.
He notes that those previous movies exist.
Yes. Yeah.
When a lot of movies don't, it's like, this is the first time we've seen them, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
We've seen you fight bigger beings. Why are you worried about this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then a question for you.
Oh.
We finally get to see Wade go into the TVA.
Yep.
Do you like the new TVA look? Okay. Or do you like the old TVA look from Loki season 1 and 2?
So I think the guards, members, agents, whatever you want to call them, the people of the TVA, way cooler in this
movie.
Their suits. Their suits.
Definitely a little better.
But the TVA appearance, like the building, whatever, facility, way cooler in Loki.
Like
clears.
Yeah.
Which obviously Paradox's TVA is off grid, so it kind of makes sense why it's not as nice.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's how the way I look at it.
Yeah.
It's like in a, you know, an underground little train.
Because I was just about to say it's. Oh, well, that's the station for the Time Ripper.
Yeah, but I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like, it's so isolated.
Mm-hmm.
When the Loki show, it was like, the stations were together. Mm-hmm. Like at that huge, long hallway.
Yep.
You know? I definitely like the Loki version better.
Agreed.
But the TVA agents definitely look better.
So
the suits
cooler.
Are insane. The masks.
Yeah. I was going to actually have a point about that is that they looked a lot like Taskmaster from Black Widow.
Yeah.
Which was a great look in that movie, and it's a great look here.
Yeah. Could have been better in Black Widow. But that's.
I think visually, Taskmaster actually looked great. It was just the lore behind Taskmaster was absolutely atrocious.
It was terrible.
Yeah, agreed.
Hopefully, it's better.
We could see.
Soon.
Thunderbolts.
Yeah, you never know. And then I love the part, one of my favorite lines in this movie is when they're talking to Paradox is talking to him about being with in 616.
Yep.
All these Marvel characters, mm-hmm. Disney.
Cap.
Yeah. And Deadpool runs over, breaks the fourth wall, and he's like, suck it, Fox. I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, shatters the camera.
Shatters. That was so
funny.
And I remember when we watched that in theater, that mm-hmm. got such a good laugh.
That got a good one.
That was so good.
Mm-hmm.
This is another topic question. Okay. Candidate.
Okay.
But I think it's good for here. Why was Thor crying? Do you think it's going to have a deeper meaning? Or do you think it's going to have like a little funny backstory?
In my opinion, I feel like you could take it two routes.
Okay.
But the route that I would prefer would be to I don't know if you guys have seen them. If you guys have Disney Plus, Marvel does these like one shots and they're anywhere between like 4 to 18 minutes long.
Kind of like when Chris Hemsworth was on vacation during Civil War.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's also one for like when Agent Coulson finds the hammer. Just like those. Yeah. So I think it'd be fun to do like a one shot of that, of like maybe Deadpool gets a sling ring and he goes to Asgard and he like asks Thor for like a battle and then something happens.
Yeah.
But also, and I think you touched on this, is that the battle looks very familiar.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm thinking it could have a deeper meaning. So why don't you take the forefront
of that? I think I always like to go the deeper route. Major pause there. Major pause. I like to go the deeper meanings.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because it's like that footage was pulled off Thor Dark World.
Correct. When Loki gets stabbed.
That's Loki's. Deadpool's in Loki's position.
Mm-hmm.
Loki's in a pretty higher up position now and the MCU universe.
Correct. He kind of like is the MCU.
Yeah.
He holds the whole thing together.
So that could have a meaning, maybe like they're trying to save Loki. Because I have a theory that Loki's going to die. I think Doctor Doom is going to kill Loki.
Okay.
To take over.
Yeah. Would make sense.
The tree.
Yeah.
Of whatever.
Of the multiverse.
The multiverse. Yeah. Thank you. So maybe they're trying to save Loki.
Yeah.
Then maybe that's. Now thinking about it, like he's the only one that knows the answers, how to fix it,
because
he's probably been there for a long time.
Can imagine.
But yeah, I think it's going to have a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
That's probably why Thor's crying,
because
he saved his brother.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But I'm really excited to see that answer, because they both know. Ryan Reynolds and Chris Hemsworth both know the answer.
Yep, they confirmed it on Twitter. So
maybe we'll see
it something.
Soon, or we'll see it in 2026?
Maybe 2049.
Or 2027 when we see Secret Wars or Doomsday.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Never know.
Yeah. But, so there's a lot of stuff we're looking into the future.
But I love I love that he's like, you can tell it. The reason why I think it's deep is because, like, later on the film, every time he, like, wakes up from sleeping,
he's talking about Thor.
He's like, God of Thunder.
Yeah.
Thor.
Yeah.
So, like, they want you to have that.
There is something there.
In your head. Yeah. And then at the end, he's like, why was Thor crying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, there's a deeper meaning, I think.
That's valid. Yeah.
But the one shot would be great.
Yeah.
Be
I great. Think both would be fantastic. Yeah. Just having them cross over is fire. Yeah. So.
And then I think that's where I wrap it up with my Act 1 points, brother.
Okay. Well, you took about 85% of mine, so mine are going to be quick.
Yeah.
So, I don't have a lot of these, but it sucks as my first point of the film. My first qualm of the movie. They did not keep the same intro credit scene that they have in the previous two films. In the previous two, we've commented on them, of, you know, the real heroes of this movie, the writers, yeah. are like the scumbag producer or whatever.
The guy from John Wick.
Yeah, is in this movie.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. They actually like said, you know, executive producer so-and-so and writer so-and-so. Like, they actually did it properly, which the intro was phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
but... I did kind of want that again.
Yeah.
Because everything else about this movie is the staple blueprint of the other Marvel or the other Deadpools of you start halfway through the movie, do a flashback, get caught up, then finish out the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the main staple. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of nice. I wish they saw that. Yeah.
They kept it.
They kept that part, but I wish they would have kept the other part as well.
I feel like they kind of did. Just without the text. I think the text makes it. I think they're just able to pull it off now. Like, because it's Disney, so they own fucking...
Everything.
Yeah. So they're like able to like shit on characters, but they didn't. They had to do the credits, which was
that's what I'm saying.
Annoying.
Like that's what I really enjoyed. Yeah. It was also super creative, like you said. The guy from John Wick's in this movie. Like,
yeah.
Just like, and it's like he's like an extra or something. He's not even like an important
role. I think it's like
role.
A writer or a director or something. I don't know.
So like that would have been cool.
Yeah, definitely.
You already said that. Oh, another hot take potentially. I feel like Deadpool has gotten less ugly in each film, and this one I don't feel like he looks all that bad. Like, when I think of ugly Deadpool, I think of when he, like, escapes in the first Deadpool movie and he meets up with T.J. Miller, Weasel, and they're talking and Weasel says the horrific avocado line. And he looks grotesque there. Like, his pits look darker or, like, redder, like a more fresh burn, and, like, his skin looks thinner, and it just looks a little bit more grotesque versus now. Obviously, he's healed. His skin's kind of gotten... you know, more adept to what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that that's what it is, but it doesn't look as ugly,
I think he looks,
in my opinion.
I think this is the worst he's looked.
Which is crazy.
The toupee, the hair system, rough look.
Yeah. I just mean, like, his skin.
I mean, he doesn't look too good in the Happy Hogan scene.
He doesn't look great by any means.
And then with the stapled hair.
That's a bad look.
I think he looks the same or worse.
That's crazy.
I don't see a difference. I really don't.
I'm going to put two pictures on the screen. You guys tell us what you think down in the comments. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, when you pull up those pictures, you're like, this is going to be a tough tell.
They're both going to be awful. That's what I know. Because he's not a handsome man. We know that. Any of the films.
Yeah.
Well, after he gets powers.
After he gets powers.
Before, stud. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Deadpool says that Cable didn't test well in focus groups.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys remember from the previous film, we know that Cable signed a 4-movie deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious if there's any validity to that sentence that he said. And Gonzo and I have talked about this, that when he says something in a movie, even if it's like a little quip
there's
or a quick saying, there is some truth. So I'm curious to know if that's maybe the reason why we haven't seen Cable since.
Yeah.
Maybe he just didn't test well, which is crazy because I thought he did fantastic.
I thought he did great. Maybe he didn't test well because he was Thanos in between that.
Could have been.
Little area.
Yeah. The goat of movies.
Yeah. But I hope we do see him again.
Same.
I mean, he did sign a 4-movie deal.
That's what I'm saying. So. But I assume Marvel has the...
But they can always buy him out.
Yeah. They can still definitely end that contract.
And negotiate and probably
And it might be like the contract's only viable for 10 years.
Or they can change that contract to him coming back as Thanos.
I don't know if they could do that. Because he could also just not sign that.
Yeah.
So.
I
found out he did not make as much money as we thought we did.
No.
He made like $1 million in Infinity War, and he made like three or four in Endgame.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he made significantly less than what we thought.
Really?
Bag? That's $4 or $5 million total that he made. Insane.
No way. I don't believe it.
That's what I saw on the internet. So who knows?
There's no way. $1 million?
That's what they're saying.
In Infinity War?
And then there was like a whole outcry of like, about people saying that. He's like, why did he get paid so much less?
Yeah, I mean, Robert Downey definitely got the bag.
He fucking cleared. He cleared so much.
50? 50 mil?
Yeah, I think so.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then there's a great running joke between all these films of Buck, which we meet in the first film when he smacks Vanessa's butt, of him no longer having speaking lines.
Yeah.
And he does speak in this film. He says menopause, which then Wade snaps at Buck.
Are you improvising?
Yeah, and he says, are you improvising? And then tells him to shut up.
Yeah.
And then looks at Yukio and says, I'm so sorry you had to see that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's okay, Wade.
Yeah.
Which is very cute. Also, once again, just have to re-say this. Yuki is a goat, dude. She's so fire.
Yeah, she is.
She looks great in this film. She's fantastic. Very funny.
You know what's another really
that's
good...
That's actually everything I have.
Really good running joke.
At
all three of the movies that I forgot to point out is Scoutmaster Kevin.
Scoutmaster Kevin.
Yeah. That's what Scoutmaster Kevin used to say. I mean, what was it? Oh, yeah, it was... at the end of this movie, Hunter B-15 is like, you guys want to see something huge? And he's like, that's what Scoutmaster Kevin used to say. That's so good.
That's terrible.
Oh, it's so bad. But it's
so funny.
And then I think the second one when he's like about to punch. Oh, no, the first one he was about to punch. I forgot his name.
Agent Smith?
No, Ajax.
Oh, yeah.
And he hits Colossus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, Scoutmaster Kevin?
Yeah.
So good. But yeah, you're done with your points?
I am.
Are you ready for act two?
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's jump right into it. We get a montage of Deadpool going to different universes to find a new Wolverine for his universe until we finally meet the one.
The one.
Deadpool brings Logan back to Paradox to show he has a new anchor being for his universe.
Ta-da!
And Paradox laughs and says, that's the worst, Logan.
That's literally
then prunes
the worst.
Both of them. I hate to see it.
You
Where
do.
Did he get the prune stick, by the way?
Low key.
Yeah. Really pulled it out of his ass.
Might have. His prison pocket?
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing to have in a prison pocket.
Yeah, that is. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, turn around.
Activates, and you're already... there's no way it's not
but
touching
he's,
on the inside.
He's okay, because he's got the...
Tempad?
Tempad, thank
That's
you.
True.
Yeah. In the void, Wolverine fights Deadpool until Deadpool says that the TVA can fix his universe, which causes Wolverine to stop attacking him. Great battle scene.
We'll
get into it.
We will.
A convoy appears and kidnaps Johnny Storm, Wolverine, and Deadpool. Johnny tells them about a resistance that's not that far. We meet Cassandra Nova. After Cassandra kills Johnny, tough death.
That was rough.
She plays mind games with Deadpool until Eliath appears. But luckily, Deadpool and Wolverine are able to escape.
Escape.
We meet Deadpool in Nicepool. And after some banter, Nicepool gives them his Honda Odyssey to find the resistance.
Correct. And that was Dogpool, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Nicepool and Dogpool.
Correct.
Both of them, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a package deal.
It is. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. At the end of the movie, it's not, but we'll get to it. Deadpool slips and says, if the TVA can fix Logan's universe, which upsets Logan... And another fight ensues
on
the Honda Odyssey, which is a great battle scene.
All of a sudden, this Honda Odyssey, he said, this Honda Odyssey fucks.
Yeah. They fight until they're all tuckered out, and someone takes the car with them inside and drives off.
Correct.
Once they wake up, we meet Elektra, Blade, and Gambit. And soon after, we also meet Laura, a.k.a.
X-23. 2-3.
Deadpool convinces everybody to team up so they can take Cassandra down and realize that they will need Juggernaut's helmet to stop her powers. Once they convinces everybody to team up, I just thought of that scene.
Read the fuck.
Read the room.
So good.
Pio tracks down Wolverine and Deadpool and calls Paradox to inform him that they are not dead. So Paradox gives Pio the green light to kill Cassandra so they cannot escape and foil his plan.
Correct.
And that is the end of Act 2.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Great job.
Thank you.
All right. So, started off with a hot one.
Mm-hmm.
The katana bounce.
Yeah.
To kill that last TVA agent.
That was my first point as well.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's just incredible.
It's one of
Keep
the best kills.
My country and my blade out of your mouth.
Yeah.
So good. Or sword.
Another good scene. I actually forgot to...
Your turn.
Just remind... You remember when he gets the Wolverine?
Mm-hmm.
this. Ah, make it stop.
Yeah. There's been a really funny meme about that the past, like, before this movie came out. And we're back. Henry Cavill cameo. Absolutely amazing. I wish we got more of him.
Yeah.
And when the news was released about him being a part of the MCU, I vividly remember saying I wish it was a bigger role than just possibly a cameo or a one-off.
It was a very short cameo.
Yes.
A very short one.
But it was fantastic to see. Also, why don't we just go ahead and give a round of applause for Henry Cavill to finally be a part of a $1 billion comic book movie.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because Man of Steel is so underrated.
It's very underrated.
Oh, it pisses me off.
So good. Anyway. I know you're not excited, but I am excited for the new Superman movie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited because James Gunn, but like, it's just, you can't do my dog like that. You know what I'm saying?
They also said that he wasn't fired. He just wasn't hired.
That doesn't make it any better.
He could come back as like an evil Superman.
That'd be crazy. Also, but like, why don't we just take him under our wing?
Come yeah, on. But
he's also doing like Warhammer thing, and I think that's just going to take all of his time.
Yeah.
Which is so valid.
Yeah.
The Void, obviously amazing to see. Once again, a lot of incredible Easter eggs. Obviously, the 20th Century Fox, the Canadian Space Needle. I forgot what it's called, but same thing as a Space Needle, really. You know, Thor's helmet
and Captain America's shield.
Yep. Thanos' ships.
Yep.
But I will say, I feel like every time we've seen the Void, it's been vastly different looking. And I guess, I mean, the Void could be huge. Yeah. I imagine it is, so maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But it is, like, it's weird that we don't see, like, oh, like, over there might have been where, like, the Loki, end of Loki season one was, where the other Loki built the big
that's
castle.
That's what I was, like, about to say. Like, I wish we saw, like, some similarity.
Yeah.
You know?
Just
like,
for that.
The city that we saw, like, the whole entire city was there.
Yeah. That would have been really cool.
That would have been cool to see. Cool to cool. That would be cool to cool.
It'd be cool to cool to cool to cool.
Yeah.
Yes. obviously, another great cameo, Chris Evans. Mm. Talk about our dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You called it.
No big deal, but I did call it. We're going to see him as Johnny Storm. Fantastic. And I also loved how Deadpool was like, oh my God, he's going to say it. Avengers?
Yeah.
Play on. Yeah. He's like, who? We don't know him.
Yeah.
I do have a fun question for you.
Okay.
And I will be more than happy to cut some thinking time away because I do think that this has involved some thought here.
Okay.
Wolverine says, frick the Avengers.
Yeah.
Which means Logan knows about the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think that there's possible beef, and if they were to get into a fight of the main six each, who would win? So, for X-Men, it'd be Beast, Charles, Wolverine, Storm, Cyclops, and Gambit versus our original six.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic fight scene, though, let me tell you.
It's going to be a good fight scene, but I honestly think just because of Charles...
That's exactly where my mind
goes. You got Wolverine.
I think Wolverine is... not going to be that much of an issue. We got Thor.
Yeah. I mean, just Charles is such a big...
Charles takes down Cap's shield, and he takes down all of Iron Man.
I mean, once he gets in your head, too.
Yeah, agreed.
It's a tough...
He can kill you in a thought.
Yeah. Thor and Storm are going to have
kind of a
battle.
Duo.
Beast and Hulk, they're going to have their battle.
Hulk wins that, in my opinion.
Black Widow's just dead.
I mean, she's going after, like, Cyclops, I guess?
Hawkeye's just dead.
Yeah.
So it's Iron Man, Cap.
Yeah, it's
Hulk,
it's the main four.
Thor.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I think X-Men. Definitely
I also
takes
think
over.
X-Men clears, but it would be a fun.
If we had like a Wanda in there,
it'd be crazy.
You know, but is Wanda in the X-Men or is she in the Avengers? That's a.
Oh, she'd definitely be in the Avengers. Why would she be in the X-Men?
She's an X-Men.
Really?
I mean, she's Magneto's daughter.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, for the lore of it, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, I was thinking more, like, MCU-driven.
Yeah,
I see
what you mean.
Yeah, you're
if
right.
If it was MCU, like, this MCU universe, maybe she falls in the Avengers.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Original lore, yeah.
Yeah.
But it'd be a fun fight scene.
It would definitely be an entertaining one.
Yeah.
Probably a quick one.
I think so as well. I mean...
It's, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think Charles just low-key clears.
Yeah, Charles clears.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think? I don't
know. Yeah, and also, what if...
Is there preparation involved?
No, because then Batman would win. I would say, like, not really.
Okay.
But I do have a fun, like, possible... I'm going to toss this out here as well, because we don't know it. Obviously, we know Thor has a helmet. And part of his... What if that helmet blocks Charles's his powers?
Yeah, but Thor's not wearing a helmet, ever.
I've seen
besides
it twice.
The first movie.
Well, we see it in Thor 4.
Ragnarok? Oh, yeah, yeah. Ragnarok and Thor.
Yeah.
Before. Yeah, the worst one.
Correct.
I think I'm...
Crazy suit, fire suit, shit helmet.
Yeah, yeah. The movie. I was talking about the movie.
Oh, also terrible.
Yeah, I'm taking Thor. The first Thor over that movie.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Clears.
Yeah.
Clears it.
Yeah.
Dark World? Yeah, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one being Dogpool and Deadpool duo.
Mm.
It's so foul. That dog is just tongue punching.
I love it.
Deadpool's
though.
Mouth.
Did you see like the behind the scenes, mm-hmm. like the multiple takes? That's rough.
That's.
And then did you hear like what Ryan Reynolds said? Like they had to put stuff in his mouth, like treats.
Yeah.
Different kinds of snacks.
Yeah.
For him to like
actually go in there.
That's disgusting.
That's rough.
So rough.
That's disgusting.
And him to hold his composure
the whole time.
That
is, he's like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
My precious.
But I love it. I love the love he has for that dog.
Yeah. And it's all like a Deadpool thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, and every Deadpool loves that dog.
Same thing with Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of fire.
Yeah.
Deadpool, as like a fun nod, does a little impersonation of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Pew, 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 pew.
That was kind of fire.
It's a little hint.
There's
I feel
something.
Like we're going to see them all together.
There could be a cross.
And they definitely want to have a movie with him, too.
Oh, yeah.
Could be
they've
like
expressed
Spider-Man
it.
Spider-Man 5.
I don't know if it would be I don't know if it'd be a Spider-Man movie. I think it would have to be a non-Spider-Man movie.
A Deadpool movie?
It'd have to be like a Deadpool or something like that type thing.
Yeah.
Or like a scene in one of the newer Avengers movies.
Yeah.
If Deadpool's going to be in it.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like they want to keep their moneymaker of Spider-Man not rated R. And you can't make Deadpool not rated R. You know what I mean
so,
by that?
Yeah, but it'd be so good to hear Spider-Man say, like, fuck.
Agreed. I thought I was going to agree. But yeah. That's why I'm saying, like, put him in an already
yeah, that's true.
Main rated R film.
Yeah.
And then my last point before I hand it off to you is that out of all the cameos that were rumored and that I was expecting and unexpecting
mm-hmm.
in this film, no way, shape, or form would have bet the house that I was never going to see Wesley Snipes in another MCU movie
I don't think anybody
again.
Was.
So to see him, my jaw was literally on the floor.
Yeah.
I grew up watching the original Blades with him. But also, I feel like I'm not seeing a lot of gas about Channing Tatum as Gambit. Personally, I feel like he did a really, really good job. He's also been pushing himself to become Gambit for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen, but Ryan Reynolds has been all over his socials thanking like individual people.
Yeah.
And they're always like so beautifully written. And he does like a really, really great job with Channing Tatum, you know, thanking him and what he's done and what he was able to do to make sure that that would happen
yeah.
for him. It was just a really nice story to hear. So I'm just happy to see Channing
Tatum.
Yeah, I'm
happy
that.
For him to finally get his flowers.
Yeah. And also, dude, Wesley Snipes again.
His intro music is fire.
Oh, when he walked in.
It's so good.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Fire.
Everybody was shook in the theater, too. I wasn't expecting it either.
I was like, oh my God, who?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? He also now did pass RDJ for longest.
I don't take that, though. I really don't take that. Because he was gone for so long.
Yeah, but I mean...
But RDJ, but RDJ was like
consistent,
consistent through the years. You
that's
know?
Fair.
Like, I mean, RDJ's going to
be back
and beat it. So
potentially,
yeah. But I don't know if I take that too.
Because I want to say it's now like a 3-year gap or something like that.
Yeah,
or even
I mean
longer.
Wolverine before I take it too.
Yeah, but that's X Men.
Yeah.
anyway, but that's what I have. So please,
sweet.
By all means, take the reins, my friend.
Roger. I love the tease that we get of Wolverine and Hulk.
Oh, it was a good touch.
And I kind of appreciate that there wasn't... I mean, I would have liked a couple throws.
Yeah, maybe. I think it would have given it away, though.
Wolverine costume is insane.
Yeah.
The shoulder...
Mm-hmm.
They're like half... I don't even know.
I don't know how to describe it, but it was
it's a
unbelievable.
Good look. Yeah. Hopefully we get that in the future sometime soon. I think it was teased, so we probably will.
Yep.
And then I have a question for you,
oh.
and probably the audience as well.
Oh, you guys are involved.
Yeah. Just because of the rich history of the MCU universe, we're going to bring it back all the way to Captain America First Avenger.
Oh, phenomenal intro
just
movie.
Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
How can Wolverine get drunk, but Captain America can't?
That's a very good question.
Because First Avenger, he can't get drunk.
Correct. He tells
I
that
mean,
to Peggy, right?
Yeah.
Peggy?
And then we see it in Age of Ultron.
Yep.
Just throughout the...
MCU.
But Wolverine can. That doesn't make any sense because I feel like Wolverine's powers are a little bit more advanced than Steve Rogers.
I do agree with that. My only way I can describe it is that Wolverine's older, so maybe his powers have slowed down a little bit, and maybe he's intaking more booze than what his body can replace in cells, versus Cap was like prime time, physical shape, everything's like perfect. Just recently got the serum, so the serum's working at 100%.
Yeah.
That's like, because I mean, like in Logan, we find out, you know, his claws take forever to come out. We even saw it in this film as well. Whiskey dick of the claws, huh?
What was it? He said, like, occurs for every Wolverine over their 40s.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so funny, dude.
So I do think that there's, maybe that's kind of it. Yeah. It's just his power slowed down over time. That's why he was able to die.
Yeah. That whole scene, by the way, I'm just thinking of Whiskey Dick of the Claws. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, don't, and he's like chugging the whiskey.
Yeah.
And he's like, take your time. Audiences are usually accustomed to the long runtime.
That was so crazy.
That was thirsty nuts. Little badger, aren't
you? Yeah. He's just like, wow. Yeah. He's just going after it. Yeah. That was Tyler back in his heyday.
Yeah, literally it was me. Now it's a rough, for whiskey, which... Yeah. Hurts me because I love it so much, but one sip, you're getting a different Tyler.
Yeah, it's we have another friend like that.
And so speaking of him getting drunk, and then when we finally go to the TVA, and Deadpool's talking to Paradox, and he turns around and looks at Wolverine, and he's like, "Welcome back." Well, welcome, by the way.
Yeah,
kind of joining at a bit of a low point. I love the little jabs that Deadpool kind of takes at Disney and Marvel. That's
correct.
That's kind of what everybody in the fans are feeling.
Yeah.
Which I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
All right. So we finally get into the void, and Wolverine and Deadpool are fighting.
Yep.
I really, really like, right when they're about to fight, Wolverine kind of like does a little crawl or... would it be a crawl towards Deadpool?
Like, kind of like launches himself.
Launches himself. Yeah, like
gain momentum. Like being, a Wolverine running. Yeah.
Which I really like, and I'm happy they kind of did. I'm happy we finally got to see that, because I don't think we really got to see that in his other films because of CGI probably or probably.
We would see him do like his normal like pose, and he would just like launch. It
seemed.
But like
run.
To do that and like launch himself was really
a good,
cool.
It was a really good look.
Yeah.
I wish we saw more of the Wolverine Sabretooth fight, personally. I would have liked him not just cut off his head, even though the dialogue after Deadpool was great. I would have just maybe like a minute or two scene. A minute or two. A couple jabs. He gets scraped in the face by those claws. You know?
I don't know. I was actually a big fan of it because it showed just like how much more menacing Wolverine was.
Yeah.
And like, I'm personally content with the Sabretooth and Wolverine fight from X-Men Origins. That satisfies
that
me.
That one's good.
So like I was
and
happy.
He steps on the claws in the train rails.
Breaks his bone claws. Which were so ugly.
Yeah.
They were so ugly.
It's not a good look. I love the metal blades.
Oh,
so
of course.
Much. When he pulls him out, the bone comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Also, that's like one, very unsanitary, but also, like, bones are still relatively fragile. So, like, when you're, like, clawing people, like, the quote-unquote, you know, chip a nail, you just clip off the tip of your claw, and you just got a brunt little claw now, like...
And do those not heal?
I don't know.
I'm so confused on that X-Men origin scene.
I don't know.
Miserable. Anyways, miserable. When they finally get captured, I'm not jumping too much, am I? No. When they finally get captured, and they're in that... I don't even know, the cage.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny Storm's kind of explaining to them that, like, they're in the void. He talks about Eliath.
Yep.
And Deadpool's like, from Loki season 1, episode 5?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I don't think a lot of people would catch that if they're not really big into Marvel. But for us being super big into Marvel.
Obviously.
That was so great. I thought it was super funny.
I agree with that.
We finally get to see Cassandra Nova. Mm-hmm. Her powers are crazy, honestly.
Yep.
Really cool, really gruesome, pretty scary.
Yep.
And I love Deadpool's problem with the Honda Odyssey as well.
Yeah.
Just a random thing.
It's not a very good car, so I see where he's coming from, but it is a random thing to just pick on.
Like, how do you even think of that?
Yeah.
The writing that Ryan Reynolds and his team has is crazy. The hashtag drive-by is one of the most legendary things I've ever heard. Round Earther, Honda Odyssey. Like, yeah. How do you even think of that? The comedy that they have is so good.
Yep. I agree with that.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, that's... Oh, Blade's intro music, incredible. Yeah,
touched on that.
Yeah. Oh, and on one part I would have wish Deadpool would have kept in, Deadpool and Wolverine would have kept in,
mm-hmm.
Was for Wolverine's costume. He has the sleeves off.
Yep.
But if he would have kept the shoulder blades on, I think it would have been just a fucking cherry on top look.
Like the shoulder pads.
Yeah, because in the comics, he kind of, when they see with Wolverine's costume, he's got these like little pointy shoulders. Mm-hmm. It would have been cool to see that.
I agree with that.
Hopefully, he's going to have another costume, I'm assuming, because it's literally torn to bits now.
Yeah. Yeah. He also doesn't have his top half anymore.
Yeah. It's just shirtless with a TVA shirt on.
Yeah.
So... hopefully we see that. I do like the comic accuracy, though.
Yeah,
Happy Marvel's doing that now.
It's nice to see him in yellow again.
It is.
Or nice to see him in yellow for the first time.
Speaking of costumes, Gambit looks great.
Gambit looks fantastic.
Blade's already always been pretty comic accurate.
Yeah.
There's nothing really too much you can mess up with that, unless they did like an all-white fit or
just something crazy.
You know?
Honestly, might be hard.
It would be hard.
That's kind of crazy.
White and red. Yeah. That'd be a good look.
Electra looks great as well.
Yeah, Electric.
So.
But yeah, that's all the points I got.
All right. Well, why don't we jump into Act 3?
All right.
They charge Cassandra's base and exit the Honda Odyssey, and Wolverine comes out of the trunk, showing that he's still a part of the team. A large fight starts between Cassandra's goons and our new X-Force. Deadpool and Wolverine make their way into Cassandra's lair. Cassandra turns to Deadpool and turns him into a ragdoll and begins her mind game with Wolverine. We find out that this Wolverine heard the screams of his X-Men but walked away, and then he started to kill everybody, good and bad, to process his trauma. Mm. Laura kills Juggernaut and scales the lair to give Deadpool the helmet. Deadpool places the helmet on Cassandra, causing the mind games to stop. Pyro shows up and shoots Cassandra, but Wolverine knocks him out, because not everyone gets a speech. That's a great little nod.
Yeah.
Logan tells Deadpool to take the helmet off to show that they don't mean her any harm, and they just want to go home to fix Deadpool's universe. Cassandra pulls out a sling ring from an amateur magician and opens the portal so they can go home. Cassandra interrogates Pyro and finds out that Paradox was the reason that she was shot, so she decides to also go to that universe to find him. Hunter B-15 gets a call about an unauthorized Time Ripper, so she suits up and gets ready to leave herself. Cassandra calls the group of Deadpools from the Void to keep Deadpool and Wolverine busy while she uses the Time Ripper and plans to destroy everything except for the Void, so she can play God.
Yeah.
Deadpool kills Nicepool and steals his dog and the gold-plated Deagles, and the main fight ensues. We see Wolverine put on his OG, phenomenal, bougie, incredible mask.
Yeah.
Oh my god. After making slight work of the Deadpool army, they all regen and surround him. But Peter shows up in a Deadpool outfit with all the Deadpools screaming for him, which is enough of a distraction for Deadpool and Wolverine to slip away. Paradox finally tells them how to destroy the Time Ripper, but they will die, no matter their powers. Deadpool tricks Wolverine, and Deadpool goes to sacrifice himself, but Wolverine breaks down the door and helps Deadpool overload the coils to make the Time Ripper implode.
Mm.
Hunter B-15 arrests Paradox, and we are all surprised, to see that Deadpool and Wolverine survived.
Yep.
Deadpool invites Wolverine over to his house and invites everyone else over. Deadpool speaks with Vanessa, and he says that he did it all for her. Wow, beautiful. And our end credits scene of this phenomenal bow on top of this trilogy, we see Deadpool showing us proof that he didn't get Johnny Storm killed and that he actually said all those terrible things about Cassandra.
Really great. And he kind of predicted his death too, which was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wish Deadpool said that in the when he was ratting him out.
Yeah.
But it was funny that he literally called how he would die. Two things I really, that really pointed me out.
Two of them.
Act 3 was Cassandra was actually sitting on Thanos' old throne.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool.
It is.
It's a. I like the throne. You're not a fan?
I'm not a super big fan.
It seems like more of like a Hela throne to me.
The only downside, I do agree with that, and I think with minor tweaks, it would definitely scream more Hela.
Yeah.
But for me, I think when I think Hela, I think like swords and sharpness, and that's definitely
black.
More of like a blocky...
Yeah.
Kind of built like Minecraft type beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Black and green for Hela.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Like cracks in it that's like glowing green.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And something that I I think we'll, I'm assuming we're going to get an answer to at some point, but the Time and Reality Stone?
Yeah, on the Sling Ring.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe we'll see that in Doctor Strange 3.
That'd be cool.
Maybe it was a different variant.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, that's what the Void's all for. They're dumping a bunch of variants, so.
And then I think he obviously died because Cassandra wore his skin, which was
for
weird.
What, 4 days?
Four or three days or something like that.
That's crazy.
I don't know why you would do that.
It's kind of bored.
Benedict Cumberbatch is a good-looking dude, so.
That is facts.
I would understand.
I wouldn't mind doing that. I don't think it'd fit me.
Yeah.
So I think he's a bit taller than me.
I think he's a pretty tall
Actually,
dude.
I think I'm taller than him because I'm 7'4".
Really?
Well, I'm 7'4".
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think he's like a pipsqueak of like, you know, maybe 6'1".
Yeah.
I think I could just dunk on him just standing. Yeah. Just, ah! You know what I'm saying?
And then I wanted to jump to...
7'4", by the way.
The Deadpool and Wolverine fighting other Deadpools.
Yes.
And then when Deadpool's like, we need to stop with the multiverse thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just miss after miss after miss. It's not good. It's never been good.
Yeah.
I'm happy you took that shot. And then nice pull in the background. I think it's been a stellar, what did you say?
Yeah, I forget exactly. But like, super like, I've enjoyed them all since Endgame or something along those lines. They've all been adequate for me.
So good.
Fucking nice.
And then the nice pool scene when he's literally, you're going to live.
Say it. You're going to live. Yeah. He runs past and he stops. He's like, why are we stopping? He's like, I had to catch my breath. Are your legs on vacation?
So good. So good.
His head gets blown off.
Yeah. And then we finally get to see Wolverine's mask. So incredible.
Yeah.
Such a good look.
Yeah. We've touched on it, but yeah.
And one thing I really like about Wolverine's mask is his eyes.
Yeah.
I think people, I mean, Deadpool especially, the franchise, really excelled with the eyes of having Deadpool's, like, expression. Okay, Dom, great. In a podcast, brother.
Okay. It's so funny.
But I like the expression we actually get to see in Wolverine.
Yeah. Wolverine's, they, like, mask. Deadpooled his mask.
Yeah, I think... we need to see that in more masks. Hopefully, we'll see him soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody, this is DC, but somebody would be fucking great would be Batman. Seeing the white eyes in Batman would be great.
I don't hate that.
I would really like to see that. Like Robin, all them.
But I do enjoy what they've done with Batman.
I think the thing we're missing is the white eyes.
Yeah, I think for like a techie suit, that would be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that for me, that'd be the only way that, like, because we're already so accustomed to having, at least for me, I'm already accustomed to seeing the eyes.
Yeah.
But if it's like a techie suit where there's, you can see like thermal vision or whatever, and when it's off, it's just white,
mm-hmm.
that would be hard. I agree with that 1,000%.
I'm happy they kind of, I mean, they didn't mean to do this. They just never did it. But to have Wolverine or Hugh Jackman wear the mask in the past films.
Yep.
Because they just wanted his face in it.
Yep, of course.
I'm happy they actually did it now because they had the technology to actually make the eyes and the mask look really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
The CGI was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There was one scene that was like a little iffy when they jump out of the bus.
I agree.
But I don't care because the movie was great.
It's fair.
So, and he looked great. He was fucking just.
He was huge.
Fully triggered too.
Yeah.
Fully triggered. Ready to take down another 200 Deadpools. And then only a little qualm I had was Hunter B-15 couldn't come anytime sooner after the whole climax of the timeline slipping away.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like if she saw that the timeline was was literally almost at 0%, she would have took a crew over there and tried to stop something.
Yeah.
You know?
My qualm with that, even, okay, is that seeing the integrity get so low, there's a chance in which she's not fast enough with her tempad, and if that universe that she's in blows up or gets imploded, whatever the case may be, she would go with it, potentially, if she's not fast enough on her tempad, and then she's dying along with other people, other TVA agents.
Yeah.
It would have been smart if she was like started when it saw was at 100% still, and she saw what was happening with Cassandra, and she's like, yo, we're pulling up now, but she never did.
We kind of see it... what's her name? Oh my gosh, I'm straight. Loki's Sylvie do that in Loki season 2, episode 6 or 5, when she's at the record store and literally the whole entire record store is spaghetti.
Yep.
And she steps out. So she could have definitely escaped.
She could have. She could have gone when it was like 90%
or 80% declining fast rate.
I do agree. She should have pulled up. That's kind of where like my mind goes.
Just watching the screen.
Yeah.
Just like, and then intense music going on. Like, dun, dun, dun. Let's do something here.
Yeah, you know? Agreed. It's not as bad of a plot hole as Deadpool 2, though, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I love how everybody just loves Peter. Not Parker, Peter.
Just Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Hunter B-15, yeah. She was kind of feeling him.
Yeah, he looked good in that suit.
Yeah, damn good in that suit.
That's crazy.
So funny.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah. And then finally...
I'm Peter Poole. You can just call me Peter. Just call me Peter.
Deadpool and Wolverine go to Wade's house.
Yep.
And
old Crebo.
Yeah. And they're all together. Yep. And I love to see Logan and Laura kind of having like a good little
they're rebuilding
father and daughter time kind of
yeah.
in a way. And it made me really excited for when we get Cover to see Logan. Because I've been wanting to watch that for a while now. Because I haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute for me as well. It's a good film.
It's going to be a great watch.
Yeah.
Especially knowing because of after Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know? In the post-credit scene. I mean, there's nothing really else that I can't say. It's just great.
It is.
I love seeing Chris Evans as Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
Him going
saying the craziest stuff.
Huge rant.
Yeah.
Seeing Kevin.
Yeah.
Which I think was in She-Hulk.
Correct.
That was cool.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy that we see it in other places as well. Yeah, yeah.
It's now more canon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is cool.
But those are my thoughts for Act 3 in this film.
Keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Go on.
All right.
Girl, you crazy.
Fun nod. Obviously, I think everyone in the theater picked up on this quickly.
Yeah.
Blade says, there's only ever been one Blade, and there's only ever going to be one Blade. And Deadpool looks directly into the camera. And with all of the stuff that's been happening with Blade, that statement's looking truer and truer every day.
I love when you and I looked at each other in the theater like, that was funny.
Yeah, that was a good one. Cassandra's fingers, they're disgusting.
Very long.
They're 9 inches.
Yeah.
Like when she probes Wolverine's head, his head's here and she's already inside of him.
Yeah.
It's insane.
The part I noticed where her hands were super big was when... Deadpool puts Juggernaut's helmet on her, and she's like holding his arm.
Oh yeah,
she's doing this.
Yeah,
her fucking whole hand is as big as his whole forearm.
She's got crazy fingers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And speaking about her fingers, the fingering that she does to Paradox,
everybody really.
Oh
yeah,
but Paradox's was the worst.
Yeah,
that was scarring.
Yeah,
Paradox is not a cool guy. But poor guy for having to deal with that.
When she drags him.
Just through the nose from the inside. Oh my God.
That's rough.
Poor guy.
That's rough.
Cowboy Deadpool. Might be top two. Shout out Matthew McConaughey, if you guys don't know.
Yeah.
Love him.
What a love to see. I mean, it would have been fine if it was Matthew McConaughey with the mask on, but I would have liked to see Ladypool, Blake Lively's.
I take off her mask. When we left the theater, I was my biggest qualm that I had when we left. I really wanted to see her get unmasked.
Yeah.
That definitely did bother me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, we got it confirmed in the credits, and we pretty much already knew at that point
that I'm happy we saw that confirmation, too.
Correct.
Because I was like, who the fuck was Ladypool?
Yeah.
And people were saying in the theater, I'm going to be careful what I say here.
You should, just in case.
People were saying Taylor Swift.
Yep. But she's already confirmed as the Dazzler, so why would she be in this movie?
Yeah, so...
And like, she's going to really kill it in the Dazzler.
Yeah, she's going to kill it. She's going to do a really great job. She's a really great artist. I'm a really big fan.
Yeah. Super great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody talk about this, because I believe there's two in this film.
Okay.
Stan Lee cameo. Side of the bus. The Stan Lee steamers.
Yeah. I never caught it. I caught it the second time I watched it.
Oh, that's my dog right there. Yeah. Your friendly neighborhood cleaners?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
My face. That is just incredible.
It's I'm it's happy so they still are shouting about
it. We've been begging for this.
We've been wanting this.
Yeah. Too. So it's really cool to see it.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, speaking about like, you know, him being shirtless and just being yoked in this
Absolutely.
Movie.
Absolutely.
Yoked. Massive.
When they walk out at the end.
Dude.
Is with it just with the mask on too. That's a good look.
It is a good look.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was doing an interview. He said he was eating about 6,000 calories a day for this bulk.
Dude, that's rough.
That's hard.
I think eating less is a lot easier than eating more.
Agreed.
Eating more is like...
And there, I mean, obviously there's levels to this. Because like eating less, you can say, you know, eating less of 2,000 calories. Because the average person should have 25. That's easy. And having 3,000 is probably also, you know, easy. Yeah. But when you're down to like 1,000 calories or 5,500 calories, either aside is difficult. But I do agree that less is better. Because you can just still just chug water and like keep your mind off the hunger.
Yes.
Versus you have to consume.
And you're like just so bloated.
Yeah.
Of food. You know what? They won't know this, but we went to a nice little restaurant yesterday.
Yeehaw, we sure did.
And the steaks were
26 to 30 ounces.
Massive.
Yeah.
And I had a good amount of it.
I ate 7 pounds.
And it looked like I didn't even touch it.
That
is best example of you have to finish.
And you have to, yeah.
That I would have
died.
Died. And my stomach was going absolutely through.
It was a lot of steak. And it was also a four-course meal, by the way.
It was a four-course meal.
Not bougie, by the way.
Dessert was
not that expensive, but
it was bougie. At least 17K on the bill.
I mean, we're just out here airing it out. Yeah, our sponsor took care of it. Yeah. Like, but that's for next episode.
Gordon Ramsay cooked it for us.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Duh.
Pretty tough.
You think we're going to have anybody else cook for us? Gordon's actually pulling up tonight after the pod.
Those bones were so good.
Oh, they were phenomenal.
Yeah, the soup. The sweet tea.
The fucking beans that somehow tastes like beef stew. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. My brain didn't know how to comprehend it. That is what I have for this film.
All right.
I'm really excited for your rating, if I'm being honest with you.
I think... do you remember what your rating for the second one was?
Yeah, I think I put it as a 9. And you're like a 7.5 or something.
Yeah. I'm gonna change that, if that's okay.
I mean, that's fine. Video's out, so I'm not gonna go back and re-edit.
I'm gonna put it to an 8, at least.
Okay.
I'll put it to an 8.
I'll throw it in this podcast for Deadpool 2 for Tyler is now an 8.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm curious what yours is.
Give me the countdown, sir.
3, 2, 1, go.
8.
8-8.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my Deadpool was 9, 8-8, and the second one was 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think 2's the worst?
I think 2's the worst.
Yeah, I think this is.
Because of the plot hole.
That's so valid. That's so valid.
Yeah.
We've talked about this with another film. And the reason why for me it's an 8 is that Spider-Man...
No Way Home? Yeah.
I said... dude, the homes just piss me off, brother. Give me different titles. I said, and I swear by this, that this was more of a...
Event,
thank you. Like, it's a fan service. And I felt like this movie was kind of a fan service, an event, more than it was a film for me. I still loved it, obviously. I still gave it an 8. I do think it's a phenomenal film. Their marketing was fantastic. Seeing Wolverine in his comic book accurate suit was fantastic. Cassandra was terrifying. Deadpool was awesome. Seeing all the Easter eggs and then having Deadpool rip into Marvel was fantastic. And I actually have something I'm going to bring up with Marvel News about that. Yeah. That sort of correlates to this as well. Yeah. But that's kind of for me why...
So your only qualm is just because it's an event?
It's an event type
thing. So
it drops
it down significantly?
Yeah.
Wow.
Same thing with your plot hole.
Yeah, but that's the movie. Like, that's in the movie. Event is like...
This was like a fan service. Like, this didn't do it for me like a Deadpool 2 did for me.
Yeah. But, okay. I mean, 8's fine. I'll take it.
Yeah.
They're not going to be happy about it. A lot of people love Deadpool and Wolverine. They probably would say it's probably the best one.
I think. If you think this is the best one, you're ignorant.
Yeah. The first one's definitely
the best first one. Clears
all
day, every day.
Yeah.
Even when you're asleep.
And, like, the second he can understand my reasoning, I can understand his reasoning.
Of course.
So it's...
Yeah. Like fair. I said, I mean, I do enjoy this movie, but, like, to me, it's more of a fan service. It was by no means, like, pushed on us because we've all been wanting it. And it was cool to see, but it definitely felt...
Did we really want it, though?
It felt removed from the other two Deadpool movies for me. Do you know what I mean by that? And it's probably just because this is an MCU film now, versus the other two really weren't. Like, it just didn't... It didn't, for me, have, like, the same vibe.
Just because it ties in so nicely with Deadpool 2.
I mean, it did. You can't disagree with that.
You know? Yeah, kind of. Just because it's just a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I also never brought this up. Very funny part in the movie. When Deadpool gets suited up and he walks out and he goes, "Ooh, your tailor's a predator."
Yeah.
"But I love it."
That scene was very funny.
Insane, dude. Yeah. The amount of and psh that were was
so
comedy.
Good. So good.
Yeah.
Do you like... That's actually a good question. Do you like his suit in this movie?
Yeah.
What do you think is the best one? This one?
I don't know. It's got to be one or this one.
I think number one clears. I
don't like his head.
To
his
be
head
fair,
in this one,
I love his head in this one. It's the only thing I like about.
Okay.
Actually, that and the belt, the Deadpool logo.
The Deadpool, everything, like the cosmetics of this film or for this suit were incredible.
Yeah.
The ends of the swords.
Yeah.
The belt.
The gold plated.
The deagles.
All that he got from the tailor.
Correct. Got from what?
The tailor.
Oh,
he
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
Steal it.
No. Those were in
purposely
the new suit.
Kill somebody.
Yeah. Of course not.
Something I actually caught. Speaking of the pistols.
Yeah.
Something I actually caught when they were fighting the Deadpools.
Uh-huh.
He was shooting with the silver ones.
I did see that.
Okay.
I did see that. But I also think in the first three guys he kills, I think he grabs a different Deadpool's deagle.
Yeah, but there is no gold deagle in the battle.
No, I agree. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But
like, yeah, it's,
I was really bummed. I was like, damn, I wanted to see him in action.
Flash, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How do you miss that?
I agree.
But yeah, I think the things I don't like about his suit is the little daggers he's got right here.
Oh, I kind of thought I was going to say.
And just like the weird black and red. I don't think there's enough black in it.
I do agree with that. I'd like this color red
the
more.
The top. The red. Oh, the red.
The actual color of red is
great.
Phenomenal.
His top piece I don't like.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
But everything else, the accessories are great.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Topic question.
Hello.
Hi.
We had to take a quick... Clay had to take a quick potty break.
You guys... You guys ready for the topic question? Since I changed it mid-pod.
Mid-pod.
Who do you think is the anchor being of Earth...
616?
616. Is it Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, Earth 616.
We had a small discussion about this.
Yeah.
And... I mean, there's a gimme answer, and then there's, like, a more fun answer. And I'm going to take the more fun route. I like the Happy Hogan shout.
That'd be super funny because it's, like, you have to protect him at all costs.
But you don't even know it.
Yeah. Oh. I just thought of one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just thought of another one, though.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I will say the downside to Happy Hogan is that an anchor being, I mean, I guess they don't have to be immortal. It's just whenever that person dies, then that universe starts to decay.
Yeah.
So it could be someone immortal, and then that universe is around for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like Logan, 200 plus years.
Yeah.
Or you get someone like Happy that'll probably die in their 80s, 90s, possibly. He's a part of Tony Stark's, so maybe like 130.
Yeah.
With the medical advancements that Tony has. So.
Well, I have a question, actually, now.
Yeah,
I think
right.
So is Loki from season, like the show.
Yeah.
Is he a part of that universe?
Yeah, he's in 616. Yeah.
He could definitely be the anchor being.
Absolutely could be.
Oh, I'm going to put that. I mean, what was your quick, the easy shout?
Spider-Man.
Which I
Everyone thinks it's Spider-Man, which I absolutely see it, obviously. But
could be like Captain Marvel.
Could be.
Miss Marvel.
Yep. It could be like Arshuram.
Yeah.
The fucking Celestial.
Yeah.
Because we don't know if it has to be a good guy or bad guy. Doesn't know if it has to be a human. Could be Goose.
Could be good. That would be...
That would be fire.
That would be funny, but we need... I don't know if I could take that one.
I kind of like it.
I think that would be too... Like, they're trying to be too funny with
That's it. Fair. Too you childish.
Know. Nick Fury?
Yeah, but he's already on his way out.
He's on his way out. I think Loki would be...
Loki's
definitely
a great
be a good answer for
I was tossing around Thor when we were having this conversation as well.
Just because of my theory of
the
deeper meaning of why was Thor crying.
Mm-hmm. And obviously your whole theory with the... entire script of Secret Wars.
I think Doctor Doom's definitely going to kill Loki in Doomsday.
Clip it and ship it, baby.
It's going to be Doomsday.
We'll find out.
He's going to kill him. He's going to take over the multiverse.
Yep.
He's going to bring them all to Battle World. And that's where the battle's going to begin.
Yeah.
Secret Wars. But we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we're going to clip that and ship it, though, just in
case. It's going to be clipped and it's going to be referenced because it's going to happen.
I like that idea.
Doctor Doom is going to kill Loki. That's a guarantee. It's 100% guarantee. I don't bring him out that much, but I know for a fact.
Yeah? Is that the Gonzalez guarantee?
That's a Gonzalez guarantee right there. Yeah. Yeah.
We had a, when I lived with Garrett, it was the Garrett guarantee. Mm. And then every time he made me a drink, it was the Pullman Pour.
Oh,
it was so hard.
Pullman Pours,
they were tough drinks.
Yeah.
They were 80-20's best.
Yeah, you know, that's Garrett.
It's a Pullman.
But if they do have that battle scene, Doctor Doom and Loki, that battle scene better be at least, give me 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, whatever like Endgame's longevity was, I would like it about that.
As long as the Tony Stark, Thanos, Infinity War battle, give me that.
Okay. So that's, I feel like that's shorter.
That's not 15 minutes, but that's like shorter. Five.
That's like, yeah, 5 to 7, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't hate that.
That'd be, oh my gosh. Yeah. I hope it's not just like a stab in the back or something.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, welcome back, folks. Marvel news. Tyler and Clay are going to be the best and newest news.
Yes.
I saw, I think one of your people that you like, podcasters, they were like, I never knew news.
Oh yeah,
was new.
Jesus, the Basement Yard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shout out to them.
New.
I mean, he said that. I was like, you know what? I never really caught on to that.
I didn't put it either. I didn't connect it either.
So I was like, oh, that's actually, yeah.
Makes sense. News. It's new.
Yeah.
yeah, they're great. So first one being here, ladies and gentlemen, that Kevin Feige says he wants more rated R films in the MCU after Deadpool and Wolverine.
I think that's what you and I have been wanting as well.
Absolutely.
And obviously, they just did $1 billion, so they proved that rated R is the way to go.
I mean, and even you look back at even the previous three, but to have this one be under the umbrella of the MCU and still get over $1 billion does say a lot.
Yes.
So that doesn't mean every project needs to be a rated R.
No, no.
But I think there is a time and a place. The next Thor movie, the ending of Thor as Chris Hemsworth, needs to be rated R. I think that would just be the perfect bow on top.
You know what I would be absolutely spectacular. Now we're talking about more rated R and Kevin Feige is kind of hinting at it.
Yeah.
What if one of the Avengers films is
I was also going to say, what if it's just the ensemble films are just rated R? Everything else is like, you know, your PG-13s in that area, but then the ensembles.
Like Doomsday is rated R?
Rated R.
Oh, brother.
That could be insane. And then we get to see like the full big bad Doctor Doom.
Oh, now I want it.
Where he rips the skeleton off Thanos and says,
now I want it.
Maybe not.
Now I want it.
Yeah. So that could be insane.
Needs to be rated R.
Yeah.
If it's not, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, but they're going to need it to be PG-13 because it's going to be so big. But I don't know. I think it needs to be rated R.
I mean, if this can hit $1 billion, imagine what Doomsday would hit rated R.
And kids are seeing all sorts of things nowadays.
Yeah, and if they can't watch it, they're going to illegally stream it anyway. Like, yeah, they're going to watch it regardless.
Exactly.
So, like, and honestly, I bet half the people are still illegally streaming it. So who cares?
Tom Holland's brother, Harry Holland.
It's a rough name.
That's a rough name.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah. Was a variant of Deadpool and the end of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know
like
which one?
He was just like one of the generic like Deadpool guys.
Oh.
He's like one of the shorter ones because both Tom and Harry are like 5'7", something like that. Yeah, 3'4", maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm happy he's...
Also, Ryan Reynolds didn't know it.
Wow.
He found out on Twitter.
So he just applied for it?
I guess.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I'm sure Tom has gotten him in other things
some
as well.
Leeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, come on.
I mean, he was...
I'm sick and tired of paying for his stuff. Can you throw him a little bit?
Yeah, that's good.
Next one being the post-credit scene of The Marvels, if you guys remember that, is reportedly taking place on Earth 10005, which is the same universe that Deadpool and Wolverine take place.
Yeah.
Not so much of a Marvel news, but it is something to think about, and I wanted to put a bug in everyone's ear about it. Because that's a great way to link up.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw Binary, we saw Beast.
It's a lot of X-Men Monica. Characters.
Yep.
So is it, could either be Avengers versus X-Men?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that kind of
that would be
hinting
so cool.
at it?
Yeah, it could be.
But yeah, it is cool that we are finally getting some connections.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Everything's starting to connect.
It finally is.
It took a while.
It longer than it should have.
But now I'm happy to confidently say that Marvel's, I should have trusted the process a little bit more, but they did have some bad films.
Yeah, it's hard to
trust when the films are just...
It's like being a Cleveland Brown fan, and you're like, oh, we'll get them next game.
Imagine being a Portland Trailblazer fan.
You know, at least you had Dame.
Yeah, the franchises didn't give him any sort of help.
Absolutely nothing.
They gave him a washed-up Carmelo, even though he played great. Love you, Carmelo. Mm. Anthony, but man.
I thought you were talking about Rolos.
No, Carmelo Anthony... Primetime player. We got him literally out of right when he was leaving the NBA.
Yeah.
So, played great, but, you know, didn't give him the weapons he needed.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to live in Portland, which is understandable.
It's valid. I don't.
Yeah. We've lived there.
We have.
Anyways, Jonathan Majors reportedly had filmed scenes as a variant of Kang named Immortus for Agatha, but the scenes have since been cut. Shocker.
Shocker.
Big shocker.
I'm curious to know how many, like, if that was like the last bit of scenes he's filmed, or if
I think they're even more that.
Well, no, they're all going to be cut. But I'm curious to know if that's about as far as planned, or as far filmed that they planned out, or if there's even more scenes that he's filmed for later things that they're going to have to cut.
You know what's crazy to me? I'm not backing him up at all.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
But it's just crazy to me. I don't know the Flash's character name, actor name.
Oh, Ezra Miller?
He had all those allegations, everything happening.
Yeah, and they kept him.
And they kept him for the movie.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvel definitely took the smarter route of...
Agreed. I also don't know if Ezra Miller beat a woman.
No, but he definitely
did some... very terrible things.
Crazy stuff.
But I do think like there's like domestic abuse is kind of like...
Yeah.
High up on there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still crazy, I do agree. The fact, I mean, what really is the biggest shame there is that Ezra Miller still has a job. That's a spit in the face.
Yeah.
Especially when I don't know his name and I don't really watch the show. I didn't watch that movie either. But the show, The Flash, everyone loved. And when the Ezra Miller stuff came out, they were like, oh my God, just take this guy from the show. He's fantastic. And then like, nah, we'll take the piece of shit. Yeah. We're good.
Which is crazy.
So crazy.
Which I really liked him. And I mean, that show's little god awful.
Yeah, they're all those are like the Green Arrow was like rough. But like, once again.
He's
like,
a good actor though for Flash.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And they did actually meet in the show.
I think so. Which is weird.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about those shows. They're not good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Next one being that the first four episodes of Agatha All Along have been released to journalists ahead of the press conference, which is happening, well, did happen yesterday, which we're going to have more news about.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, it's going to...
I think four episodes shows that they're confident.
They're confident, but I don't know. A musical is interesting.
A musical is interesting.
It's just an interesting route to take.
Yeah, I think it's like their way of just like breaking up like the mundane same thing over and over and over and over again. It's a little breakaway. Like in, God, what is the movie? When there's the Avengers play?
Oh.
Was that in Hawkeye?
It's in Hawkeye.
Okay, so it was a show, that's why.
Yeah.
But, you know, kind of broke it up a little bit, I guess.
Do you think Wanda's going to appear?
In Agatha? I think maybe we'll see her dead body. I don't think that she's going to have any speaking lines or anything.
I think she'll have, like, maybe past...
Oh, like a flashback?
Flashbacks of musicals.
Or like Agatha does a flashback and she's in it.
Makes sense if they're doing a musical in, what's the city that Wanda took over? Why am I spacing it?
Westview.
Westview. Like they're doing a musical and there's a little flashback there.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
I can get on that. Yeah.
But that's cool. I hope, did you see any anything like what the journalists said?
NDAs, no. They haven't said shit.
No.
No.
Okay.
Non-spoiler,
it's really good. It's
From my understanding, they weren't allowed to say anything. Because Marvel was the one that said, we gave this at a time for the press review. So they knew what was going on for D23.
And they knew what to ask.
Yeah.
And what not to ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I wrote down everything that was, in my opinion, important for D23.
Yeah.
So we'll have a couple more conversations.
Okay.
But that's about as much as I got for you.
What if season 3 will be the final season of that show? It's a great show.
I think it's stupid.
What if?
To to stop it. Sorry.
Oh, I was like,
I know, I thought I'd give a crazy pause. Crazy pause. I think it's stupid ending.
Yeah. You can, yeah.
There's billions of what ifs.
Well, I think.
Why?
Not even like say, like stop it. You could just say it's on hold.
Yeah. Hey, we're just scheming up new stuff.
Like you could just wait really until do. Like, you can even wait. Like this is going to be on hold for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can just say like after Doomsday, after Secret yeah. Wars, until the next phase.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm chewing ice.
After the next phase comes along, mm-hmm. Then what if can come again?
Yeah. Season 4 for Which phase 7.
I think that's probably what might happen, but like for them to say final season, it's a little annoying.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Because yeah. if they do bring it back, I'm going to be even more pissed off.
Yeah.
Because then why'd you say it was over?
Yeah.
Stick to your guns, stay on business.
What If can stay for a very long time.
It could be the longest running show.
It really could. Because
there's billions of what ifs.
There's billions.
Like,
you can do so many.
Yeah.
You could start pulling off comics.
That's what I'm saying.
You could literally pull off a comic book.
Yeah.
An entire comic book.
Yeah. And you know how many comic books there are? Yeah. There's billions.
Yeah.
So, and even changing a small thing in the comic book. Yeah. There's a whole new fucking season.
Yeah.
It's just stupid that way. I don't know. Maybe, though, that they heard about our discussion, more of your discussion, I'll be honest. I'm not here to take any extra credit, of when you were like, you know, what if we just do, like, fight scenes of this person versus this person? And that's, they're like, yo, what if's garbage, because we actually like Tyler Gonzalez's idea from this really cool podcast everyone should listen to, The Watchers PC on everything.
I think it would be great.
Give it a like, comment, and subscribe while you're at it. And that's what they want to do.
You can do two solid seasons, I think.
Minimum. Of that as well.
Like, the first season, like, I mean, Wolverine and Hulk,
mm-hmm.
you put that episode six.
Yeah.
And then you just have build-ups to that.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that would be such a good show. But it, animated, yeah, it'd be really good. Mm-hmm. But having it live action would just be insane.
Yeah, but that's... But, like,
pulling all the
looking.
Actors for that...
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That'd be one of the biggest shows of all time. If you were doing live action...
I don't know, dude. Rings of Power was $1 billion show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay. I was just maybe exaggerating, but it would be a really big show. Like, imagine yeah. he had, like,
yeah, you're pulling Tony, RDJ and RDJ, Hugh and like Mark all those Ruffalo characters. And John Berthel. And
yeah.
Holy shit, what's his name? I want to say Robert Califf. James Spader.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, agreed. That'd be a super
insane.
Expensive show.
Mm-hmm.
It would take so long to CGI. So, and that's why, like, I wouldn't mind if it was
a lot
animated.
Of money.
So much money.
A lot of money in that show.
Next one being D23. This is a lot to unpack here, so everyone buckle in. D23 has revealed a trailer for Ironheart, Daredevil Born Again, Captain America Brave New World, Fantastic Four, and Agatha All Along.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Did you see them all? You saw them all?
I saw them all.
Okay.
What were your thoughts on Ironheart?
Yeah. You lost me. I'm not super into it.
I'm not super into it either.
I mean, obviously, I hope it's good.
Because it's good,
the more good projects, the better. But I'm definitely... I would say that, to me, is probably the lowest on the totem pole
yeah.
of all of this.
I think, honestly, the big three. Daredevil, loved it. Captain America, really good. Fantastic Four. Even though it was a brief teaser.
Yep.
Fantastic Four, mm-hmm. I loved it. Because
yep.
it's just a retro-futurism.
Yep.
Agatha, it was a longer one. I didn't see that one.
Oh, you didn't see the longer
extended
one. Okay.
But I think you and I kind of went in a conversation about it
yep.
a little bit, showing more of the musical.
There was more of a musical-esque to it, which I didn't mind. It wasn't overbearing. And
yep.
I'm wanting to know if, like, they're considering it a musical, but it's, like, one song an episode.
Maybe.
And that, because I...
That wouldn't be too bad. But...
Yeah. If you start doing, like La La Land, where, like, it's only talking in song, or that planet that... the Marvels goes to.
Oh, yeah.
They only talk in song. That could be a little repetitive.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be terrible. We'll see. But I'm kind of right there with you. Honestly, I mean, I think Captain America Brave New World, that's number one.
Seeing Red Hulk was
yep,
great.
Was fantastic. But honestly, I think what snuck into my number two is probably Daredevil.
Daredevil
seeing
looked really good.
That like closet of all the helmets.
Yeah.
I was in
awe. Especially the black and red one.
The black and red, the white one.
I hope that gets debuted.
I hope so as well.
I hope they just like show that.
Yeah.
Just like, you know.
Oh, next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time. That's something that I hope Spider-Man has in the future.
I think he will.
Multiple costumes.
Yeah.
I
hope so. I
mean,
so.
He does.
He does. But I know what you mean, though.
But like his own.
Yeah.
Made. No Tony Stark made. Even though they're great.
I know what you mean.
Wrong.
Yeah. Put your own pizzazz on it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we did.
He did put his pizzazz on it. It's literally could potentially be one of my favorite Spider-Man costumes of all time.
Yeah, we had that full conversation. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited.
I think
Fantastic Four was great, obviously, and getting to see the snippet of Galactus that was not like ripped and in shit quality, and actually seeing it in good quality looked even better.
Yeah,
I was teased.
I was really excited. I'm just.
I will say also the Ironheart, like the score, at least for the trailer, was kind of hype.
Okay.
Like I did enjoy like the sound. Like the music,
the score. Remember. Yeah,
it was kind of like hypey music, okay. And I did enjoy that. So, but that means absolutely nothing for what the quality of the show is going to be.
Yeah,
but the trailer was cool.
It could be a really good show.
Could be.
Just the trailer didn't.
Yeah.
Excite me.
Yeah.
But the Captain America: Brave New World, I liked it because it. I mean, it kind of spoiled a little too much. I feel like, but I did appreciate how they. Thunderbolt Ross, there's a minute and a half scene of him explaining Celestial Island, which I think is kind of like a justice for Marvel fans because we've been wanting it, especially us, for a very long time.
Yes.
An answer, something.
Yes.
So now we have the answer.
Yeah.
And now we know what's going on. Yeah.
Do you think that's a vacation place?
Celestial Island?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I guess not because like people are doing the whole animating thing.
Yeah.
But like, after that,
it'd be pretty. It'd
like in like 200 years,
a good tourist area.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it could be fire
for sure.
I'd go in his mouth.
That's an unbelievable amount of antimanian. Is that you said?
Adamantium.
Adamantium. Adamantium. Yep. Yeah, but like, how do you go down to the bottom, like where the core's at of the Earth?
I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of impossible to get.
Well, I mean, maybe he's so big that like some of his body's still in the core. Like his like left foot.
That's true.
And then it just drilled through his body.
But like even his upper torso, you have that metal for a very long time.
Oh yeah.
It's like Wakanda.
Yeah. That's the whole thing, is like they're trying to rival Wakanda and their vibranium.
Wow. Marvel Zombies will be a 4-part series. That's interesting.
I think it is as well.
We only saw it kind of once in What If episode.
Yep. It's gonna be like vastly, from my understanding, it's different. Like different from that.
Okay.
And I can't remember, I don't know, I saw some, like, rumors about it. But I don't remember exactly what I read, but I remember being excited about what I read. So, that's what I can give you. I'm excited about whatever I read that happened 13 hours ago.
I've never been, like, a big, actually, yeah, I've never really been, like, a big zombie fanatic. The only movie I, like, really liked was
World War Z.
I
called it.
Yeah.
I'm a big World War Z guy, 28 days, 28 weeks, and soon to be 28 years. Shout out Cillian Murphy for that.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty adept.
Have you watched Peaky Blinders, by the way?
It's my top three greatest shows.
Are you excited
for
the movie?
Yes. That's why I'm also really excited 28 years later, just finished, because I believe that's where Cillian Murphy's going next. And I'm hyped.
I'm going to start watching Peaky Blinders.
Do it.
I've never watched
it. Oh, my God, do it. My boss said, I will give you $100 if you go home tonight, watch the first three episodes of Peaky Blinders, and you don't want to continue it by yourself.
Yeah.
I went to work the next day and was like, I finished two seasons. It's like, keep your money. That show's insane.
Yeah.
And I started watching a season a day.
Because I watched the first episode, but I don't think I was in the best headspace for it. And I was like,
it's so good. Shout out Peaky Blinders. If you guys haven't seen it, watch that. You know what I'm saying? Eyes of Wakanda will also be a 4-part series.
What does that mean? What is Eyes of Wakanda?
Like it's like the history of Wakanda is what my understanding of the show is going to be.
Mm.
Both of those, by the way, Marvel Zombies and Eyes of Wakanda are animated.
This is not towards this show, but have you seen any of the I wouldn't say leaks, but the story, what's going to be for the new Wakanda movie? Wakanda Forever?
We already have a Wakanda Forever.
Is it Wakanda Forever?
Isn't it? Isn't Black Panther 2 Wakanda Forever?
Oh, the third movie that's coming out.
No, I haven't.
Apparently, because you know Son of T'Challa appears in Wakanda Forever, I think it's
correct.
But apparently he's going to be taking the
reins?
Shuri is going to help him become king.
Hmm.
Which I think is pretty dope.
Yeah, that's a great way to honor even more honor of Chadwick Boseman's legacy.
But I actually really like Shuri.
I do as well.
She's very skinny.
She's fire.
She's very skinny, but she has the super serum or what? Not super serum.
The purple shaped herb.
Yeah, which is
heart shaped herb.
Yeah,
heart shaped herb.
Heart shaped.
Purple shaped herb.
I mean, it was purple.
It was purple, but that's not a shape. Yeah. Jesus Christ, Clay.
But yeah, I do like her as that. But I think that's pretty dope.
I think as well. And I don't think it's gonna. I don't think that full transaction will happen in the next.
It's gonna be a while.
I think. I hope.
And to see another Black Panther is gonna be interesting. But to have it have a somewhat of a backstory, they just didn't like replace him. Yeah. I think is really good.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And this is next one being, which is crazy. I don't know how you feel about it.
This is me.
It is you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you take the reins, but it is crazy.
Daredevil Born Again has been reassigned for season 2.
Yep.
So I'm assuming that the test crowd probably really like the show.
Yep.
Good ratings, maybe. Yep.
The only thing, like, what blows my mind is that, like, when Disney Plus came out, it was announced with 3 shows. Loki, WandaVision, and then Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yep.
I guess, and What If, I believe.
Kind of.
Yeah, but that wasn't, like,
later, like, November-ish. Yeah.
And the only one that was 100% was going to be 2 seasons was Loki. Mm-hmm. The other ones were like, y'all are going to have to fight for a season 2, which is crazy that neither of them have them. So it's crazy that Daredevil Born Again is, I mean, it's done, already. It's wrapped, it's done, but is now already re-signed when it's not been viewed to the public yet. So, I mean, they have a lot of faith in it.
Yeah. That's true.
All I'm saying, John Berthel's back, Punisher's back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So is Deborah Ann Wolfe, a.k.a. Karen, steezed about both those characters. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I feel like Falcon and Winter Soldier and WandaVision already had, like, a really good
ending. Yeah.
To where, like,
they can
flow through their films.
Yeah.
Especially
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
WandaVision.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're different pits there.
Because of Westview, Doctor Strange, that connection, it kind of.
What do you mean? From Doctor Strange 2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess I can
like
see
where you're talking about. We know where Wanda's at
after
Westview.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We don't really get that for Falcon Winter Soldier.
But that's where Brave New World comes in. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so, which is annoying that Bucky's not in the movie, but still triggers me.
Yes.
But totally fine.
Yeah.
But that is the end.
That's the end of what we have for you. End of Marvel News. End of the podcast.
End of Deadpool Wolverine.
You guys want to take a look right here for me? We got the Instagrams, we got the talks, and we got the Twitters.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys go over there? It's Watchers PC on everything. Tyler to my right's been cooking.
Yeah.
When he doesn't have a migraine, my guy's been dying.
I've been dying lately.
You know, give him your thoughts and prayers because apparently that means something. But check those out. When he's feeling a little bit better and he's able to start posting again. He's still cooking up some clips, even with him feeling a little bit ill, and they've been banging, so we do really much appreciate that. Also, while you're at it, why don't you guys go to, I feel terrible. I need to know his at.
J Aspect?
Is it just J Aspect? I thought that account got deleted.
His Instagram account?
Oh, I was thinking about Twitter.
J Aspect.
J Aspect on Instagram. I'm going to show that on the screen as well.
Yeah.
The thumbnails.
He's been cooking them up.
Insane.
Yeah.
And they're only going to get better from here because we did a little transaction this evening. So, you know, just kind of let us know how you guys feel about the new thumbnails and everything like that. And while you guys are at it, on top of the other homework that I'm giving you, like, comment, subscribe if you guys are watching on the YouTubes and if you guys are on the audio platforms, why don't you write this 5 stars and maybe even give it a rate and a little review. And outside of that, Gonzo, you ready to send them off?
Let's send them off, Clay.
We've been the Watchers.
Peace.
Bye, Briggs.